The Brady Report.
Tuesday morning. G'day, Ender.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
Now, the Uber boss has written an apology to the people of the UK.
Yes, to Londoners in particular. This was after Friday's dramatic announcement by Transport for London that Uber would not be getting their license renewed at the end of the month. So, effectively, Uber would be moving out of London. The new boss has written and tweeted an open letter of apology. Dara Khosrowshahi is his name, and he says, yes, mistakes we have made. And the letter of apology has been welcomed by the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, and Uber say they intend to appeal last Friday's ruling. So could it be that they turn things round and become a better employer and a better company in the UK? We'll have to see, but I guess it's a step in the right direction.
Harry and his girlfriend out and about.
Yes, for the very first time, appearing together in public. Now, this is in the Canadian city of Toronto. Of course, she does a lot of filming in Canada. She's a famous actress. Harry and Meghan Markle sitting together at the wheelchair tennis in the Invictus Games, which Harry brought into being a few years back for disabled veterans and injured ex-service people. Wonderful idea. They're smiling their heads off. They're a young couple in love. The papers here love them.
And the Premier League a record overnight.
Yeah, this is a great story, actually. Gareth Barry just beating Ryan Giggs' record of Premier League appearances. He played last night against West Brom, for West Brom against Arsenal. He has been playing since he was 17 years old in the Premier League. He's 36 now, and that was his 633rd Premier League match. That is some record. I think it will take some beating. He started out in May 1998 as a 17-year-old for Aston Villa, and he's still going strong in the Premier League nearly 20 years later. Brilliant.
Good on you, mate. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.